uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. How are you? It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon. We got that going for you all morning long here. It is Monday, the 11th of February. Valentine's Day. Woohoo! It's coming up quick. I'm just letting the people know, because I'm sure everybody else is at last minute like me, but it's hard to get a reservation the week of.
Yeah, so dude, I could have told you that.
Just make sure you do that. No, actually, Alex, I told you about this. Remember, I booked the reservation like 2 months ago. I'm actually on top of it for
once
in my life. I'm not, well, I don't want to say I'm not going to ruin a holiday because there's still plenty of things I can do, but feverishly putting on makeup this morning. You don't have to impress me. I think you're beautiful the way you are. Alex,
well, it's not
hi.
You I'm worried about. It's everybody on Instagram.
Oh, okay. That was for me.
I'm lucky to be alive this morning. I woke up and I looked and somehow, this has never happened to me, especially, I had left my front door unlocked all day and night last night.
Oh my God.
Not only that, but somehow, I forgot to lock and shut my bedroom door. So I always have like a double lock. I lock my front door and I lock my bedroom door. And both of those were open. I don't know what the heck I was doing last night.
It was the Ambien, I guarantee it.
No, what is that?
It has to do with Ambien.
I'm surprised you didn't leave it open. Like, hey, come on in.
Well, I don't think I left my apartment last night. It was open from like earlier in the day. But as far as my bedroom door, that was for sure Ambien. I just didn't lock it. And I always do that, no matter what. So that was scary. I was like, I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh. I checked everything. I was opening my shower curtain, seeing if anyone was in my apartment. Because if they snuck in, they could be waiting for me to wake up. I don't know.
You seriously need to like get in bed, and the last thing you do is just Ambien, close your eyes.
Yeah, why don't you like
I do.
Well, it's I can't believe you're doing all that. How quickly does it hit you?
I mean, I guess it happened. Like, well, I take it, and then as soon as I start feeling drowsy, that's when I go to bed.
No, okay, but no. You should literally lock up, brush your teeth, do everything, say goodnight to your boyfriend, lay in bed, then take it.
Yes.
Probably a good idea. Thanks, Mom.
I think you have the quickest acting Ambien in the world. Okay, live the web, girl. Hopefully you're being more responsible with your safety.
Yeah, I am. I lock my door all the time. Always make sure it's locked, like triple check, but also I live in like a little bit of sketchier place. But I actually am not putting makeup on because I've just come to this like fact where I'm like, I just don't care.
Are you just like, you know what, I'm ugly or you don't care?
Yeah, no, it's like I look how I look like, and at this early in the morning, it's just so hard for me to have energy to like put makeup on and to care what I look like, because like eventually people are actually going to see what I look like.
So someone's coming in this morning to film the show for something special, and so you don't care?
I just don't.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think that's good because, for example, last night, I'm sure Alex is going to get all up in the Grammys for this morning in the garbage, but Alicia Keys is very minimal with what she does,
if
anything.
Yeah. I could rant about that forever.
She is gorgeous and beautiful.
No, I'm sick of her no makeup stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was pissed off about that last night. I'm like, why again? Like, it's been years now. Like,
why?
We get it. I don't know. It's been so long. This is how long it's been since she made the whole I'm not going to wear makeup anymore in public rule. She was making some sort of stance.
It's
been
like
so
not,
long, I don't remember what the original reasoning is.
It doesn't
what if
matter.
It's not even like a stance? She's just like, hey, like, I think I look okay without it, and it takes up a lot of time.
You know, that's
it's
not
bad
what it was.
She
made a statement.
I don't care what her statement was. She looks amazing. And I think a lot of girls doing it on there. Some girls are like, whoa!
Yeah, me.
Okay, I didn't want to call you out by name. But other than that, like, I think girls look good and they put too much pressure on themselves.
She is naturally beautiful, but like being hosting the Grammys, in my opinion, I would have thrown some makeup up on that.
Did you see her last night?
I commend her for not wearing makeup, but I probably would have. Like, if I'm going out on a Friday or Saturday night, or like I'm going out to dinner with my boyfriend, like I'm probably gonna wear makeup, but it's just like times like these where it's like really early in the morning and I'm just like, yeah, nah. I don't think I can do it.
I thought she looked beautiful. I thought she looked good.
No, she did.
I almost died a couple of times yesterday.
What's with everybody trying to die? Is it really that bad to work with me?
No.
No comment on that.
Oh, jeez.
So I was Uber driving, and I made $170, so that was really cool.
Wow, brag
now,
much?
For those of you listening in Houston, in Indianapolis, we got a ton of, well, not a ton, but like a lot of snow yesterday. There's a lot of snow and rain.
Ice.
And you drove in that?
Yes, and there were just cars and ditches everywhere. So I almost died that way, and then I almost died because I don't even want to talk about it. I don't know if I can, but I picked up these three passengers going from like a fancy hotel to the airport, and they were
human traffickers.
I mean, I really don't want to talk about it just because I feel like they're listening, but they were so creepy. I asked them what brought them to Indianapolis.
Telling you right now.
And they didn't say anything.
I'm telling you right now. That's probably what it was.
They were flying back. I don't know how much I could say, but they were flying back to New Jersey, and I was like, oh, that's where I'm from.
It's the land of the weirdos, isn't it?
It was like an episode out of The Sopranos. So I was just like, oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, you brought up the weather. So yeah, it was kind of in Indy. It was freezing cold, and we got a little bit of snow an inch or two. But I took my dogs out. I'm trying to exercise because I really want to ramp up Joe's journey and lose more weight. So I walked like 3 miles on Saturday. Then yesterday on Sunday, I walked 4.5 miles and it was like just beautiful. There was a little bit of snow on the ground. Got to go and check out the trails. I saw a deer. I was like, that's a deer.
Oh, really? How close was it?
It was probably like 50 feet away, like in the wooded area. But it's just, I don't know. I'm getting old and sappy now. But I really like these nature trails and walks and just the serenity and the
peace. Did Lindsay
go?
No,
she went shopping. That's a whole nother topic we could talk about. Like, women say they want you to go shopping with them, but then every time you go, you do it all wrong.
No.
So do they really want you there?
So she was grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Oh.
Running errands.
She was grocery shopping.
The Egyptian
shopping.
And I can't grocery shop together anymore.
Okay.
Really?
Then I don't feel that bad about it.
Oh, I grocery shop with Jewel Daddy all the time.
Would you care if he didn't go, though?
No, he doesn't go some of the times just because, like, if he's working later than I'm working.
Yeah. She's like, I wish you would go grocery shopping. I'm like, I wish we could just have it dropped off. But yeah, that was my awesome weekend. Hey, follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can also call into the show anytime. Our phone number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Coming up next in the garbage, all the big wins and moments from the Grammys last night, this artist freaked out on a crowd for not singing along to her song, and are Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston back on?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kacey Musgraves took home the top honor at the 61st annual Grammys last night, winning Album of the Year for Golden Hour, along with three other wins for Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance.
It was unbelievable to be even in a category with such gigantic albums. Really brilliant works of art. It's really crazy. But I'm very thankful, and I know that winning this doesn't make my album any better than anybody else's in that category. They're all so good.
I love Kacey Musgraves. Good for her.
I do too, and that was the album I wanted to win for Album of the Year, and so I am so, so happy for her. If you have not listened to her album, oh my goodness, spend some time with that today. It is absolutely unbelievable. In other top categories, Childish Gambino took home 4 honors, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year for This Is America. Cardi B won Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy and became the first woman to win the Grammy Award for Best Rap Album.
I'm sorry, I just, ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Oh, Cardi.
She's my favorite. Dua Lipa won Best New Artist, and Drake claimed Best Rap Song for God's Plan, but he only got a little bit through his speech before they cut him off.
I want to let you know we play in an opinion-based sport, not a factual-based sport. So it's not the NBA where at the end of the year you're holding a trophy because you made the right decisions or won the games. Look, the point is, you've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word.
Lady Gaga took home 3 honors, winning Best Pop Solo Performance for Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going?, Best Song Written for Visual Media for Shallow, and Best Pop Duo and Group Performance for Shallow.
I wish Bradley was here with me right now. He's at the BAFTAs over in the UK. I know he wants to be here. Bradley, I loved singing this song with you. And if I don't get another chance to say this, I just want to say I'm so proud to be a part of a movie that addresses mental health issues. They're so important.
I think she was my pick for best dress last night.
Katy Perry was by far the worst. I tweeted, I didn't think I could hate anyone more than Katy Perry until I saw her dress.
She looked like kind of like a snowball, like the candy.
Yep.
Yeah, the little pink right there. It was interesting. She did that for attention, though.
Shawn Mendes and Miley Cyrus sing a duet on In My Blood together.
It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It's in my blood.
Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers perform Dark Necessities. At a pre-Grammy event, Bebe Rexha performed her song Meant to Be, and when the audience didn't sing along, she stopped the song and had some choice words for the crowd of music industry people.
This song was number one for 50 weeks. I'm happy. I'm calming down. Okay, I'm calming down. I'm too hard for this moment. You're gonna sing the words if you know the song. Let's do it again, please. Thank you.
She was like ticked off. She's like, this song was number one for 50 blanking weeks. You guys need to be singing along. I was like, ooh, I wonder how that's going to go for her. Because she has trouble getting radio stations to play her music. She's been in the game for many, 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 many years.
It's good for her, though. Yeah, it's going to backfire as far as, yeah, they're oh, we'll remember her. But I hate when people go to shows that like and they're so loud, they're making noise, they're not paying attention to the artist. Even if you don't like them or know them, don't be rude. You don't have to cheer for them, but at least don't talk. That's the rudest thing ever.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party was held at the Sunset Tower Hotel in LA, and she invited her ex Brad Pitt. A source said basically every single person who Jen loves attended. That included Brad. The party was a celebration of her life. Brad also was a very important part of her life for a long time. I mean, you know, they were married and stuff. She debated back and forth with friends if she should invite him. She was very happy that he showed up. Many of his close friends were at the party too. And even though Aniston invited Brad, I guess she didn't pay much attention to him. So it doesn't really look like they're like getting back together. But they hugged and chatted for a bit. And she was kind of busy making sure that all of her guests were having a good time. Reese Witherspoon was also there. And she got so drunk, she fell down a flight of stairs after partying until the early morning hours. Her pictures of that are hilarious.
I saw those. I'm like, ooh, we had a lot of wine, didn't we?
And Kylie Jenner's daughter Stormy turned one and was thrown an incredible first birthday party, complete with carnival rides, a butterfly rainbow forest, and Baby Shark performed. There was also hot air balloons, dancing pixies, and a place called Stormy Shop where people who attended the party could buy Stormy World merchandise. DJ Khaled was there and was one of the guests, and he gave Stormy her first ever a mini tiny Chanel bag. I was watching this on Kylie's Instagram story over the weekend, and it literally was so insane. I was like, my mouth was hanging open. I've never seen a party like this ever. Ever. And I thought it was cute that she did the whole theme kind of like Astro World, like Travis Scott, which is Stormy's dad.
I don't think any adults ever had a party that nice.
It was amazing. Coming up in less than an hour, Hailey Bieber was asked about Justin's worst habits.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, a Monday music marathon. We got that going for you. Hey, if you want to reach out to the show, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we use the station to search for Radio Now. And of course, you can call us 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Would you consider this stealing, or is it really just a case of borrowing? A woman named Beverly Harvard from Houston noticed her van was kind of changing on a daily basis. What was changing? Well, she saw a mirror. It was out of place. And then she also realized, wait a minute, the seat feels kind of different. But she couldn't confirm her suspicions at first. It wasn't until she noticed, wait a minute, the mileage is going up way too much. She actually started writing down the mileage when she parked the car. And that's when she knew, okay, something's going on here. Somebody was actually stealing her car and bringing it back to the usual spot in the driveway.
Wow.
How much would that freak you out? You're like, huh?
Very creepy.
Like, how does somebody got my car and how are they driving it around? Well, police caught a man with her van. And when they tried to stop him, he ran into a pole like he tried to take off. The man was taken into custody, and he's suspected of the van of taking the van each night, using it as a getaway vehicle for break-ins and robberies, and then returning the van back to the driveway where he got it at.
I mean, it's honestly genius.
So let me ask you, if he's taking it and then returning it, that is kind of borrowing, right? Because stealing means like you have it and you don't give it back.
I think that he should have been leaving money for gas, like underneath the seat or something.
Yeah, or
every morning.
Maybe top off the tank.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I could have worked out a deal with somebody if they were doing that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? I don't think he's really stealing from these people. It's absolutely insane, though. It is kind of sad. I feel bad for them. I guess the van that he stole actually was for her husband too, that had some like disabilities that he's going through.
See, so, why do you have to do that?
Yeah, I know. What a turd. But hopefully people can rally and help them out right there. But something to consider, is that stealing or is that borrowing? Time right now for Joe's Need to Know News. Grammys were on last night, pretty good, but the thing I was most excited about seeing, didn't even know it was going to be there, Disney released their new trailer for Aladdin. 27 years after the animated Aladdin became a classic, Disney dropped the new trailer at the Grammys. We got to see Will Smith as the Blue Genie for the first time.
Bring me the lamp. Your life begins now. Aladdin.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
All right, did anybody actually see the trailer yet?
Yes.
What do you think? Is it kind of creeping you out what the genie looks like? Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared.
It's definitely weird. I did not think it was going to be just like Will Smith painted blue. I mean, I was thinking it would be more like a CGI type of thing with Will Smith's voice. It was not what I was expecting. Yeah, I didn't expect that. I mean, yeah, everyone's making fun of him because it looks kind of weird.
Oh, see, I love it. Like, I don't think it looks weird at all. I don't think it looks scary. This is what I expected when I heard that Will Smith was being the genie. But then when they first released the first photos of it, he wasn't blue, I remember. And that was like really annoying. And I was mad about that. But now that he is blue, I'm like totally down, all here for it.
Do you think like this song will be on the Aladdin soundtrack somewhere?
I hope so. It's like my favorite song of all time.
I'm blue. I kind of want to enjoy this real quick. It's different too how they're actually coming up with it and doing it in this style compared to the animated version. Are you excited to see how it's going to look? Like, as far as compared to the actual cartoon style it used to be?
I think it's going to look absolutely incredible.
I love Disney, so I always go see these, but I actually hate live-action remakes of movies. So, like, I didn't love Beauty and the Beast when they did that with Emma Watson. I didn't like Cinderella, but I go and see it. It's just not my favorite.
Okay, I didn't like Cinderella, but
I didn't
I
see either
Beauty
one of those, like, live-action, so I'm excited to see what it's like. All right, there we go. I got my fix. That's about all I can take of that song. How do we like that song? Somebody tell me. Okay, Live the Web Girl. I don't know if you already knew this, but according to a new study, it doesn't matter if you drink beer, then wine, or wine, then beer. Like, you know how there's always sayings for certain things?
Yeah, I found this out actually on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was your Saturday like?
Well, I was actually the DD, but I did have like two beers.
That's not what a DD does. That's designated driver.
Well, yes, a designated driver who is below the content ABC or whatever that you're allowed to have.
I'm so confused. You're just saying letters.
No, like the ABC alcohol.
Beverage control?
Yeah, no. What is it?
Alcohol. You could Google it right now.
BAC, blood content?
BAC,
content?
Yes, blood alcohol like, content. That's what it was.
Yeah. I'm drunk.
Yeah. I like split a beer with my friend. And then when we got to like where we were going, I like had a little bit more of her beer as well. But I was fine. I could drive.
So, all right, well,
I don't even know how we got on this topic.
We were talking about drinking either, and you talked about, you have a crazy story from this weekend.
Yeah, it's not a crazy story, but that's just when I found out. And I feel like I've been lied to my entire life because of this.
Okay, well, here's what experts say. The order does not really matter. It doesn't matter which way you go. It's still going to have the same effect as far as a hangover. They didn't test the other drinking question, beer before liquor, never been sick, or liquor before beer, you're in the clear, because that's what I've heard before. But studies in the past have shown that one's also a myth. So what helps you figure out what's going to be with your hangover? Pretty much how drunk you feel, which is like, boo, that's kind of boring and dumb. But they're saying it doesn't matter in order, because I've always been like, okay, do I start out drinking liquor, then I'll switch to beer? But it's all the same, they say.
I'm calling this fake news.
Really?
Because, yes, there have been times in my life where I have just been, like, tipsy, like, not very drunk at all, and I've woken up so hungover. And then there's been other times where I have been, like, fully, like, blacked out the night before, and then I wake up and I'm not hungover at all.
Okay.
So I am calling fake news on this.
Life
I am
hacks
living
with Liv.
Proof.
Yeah, no kidding. This is how you don't get drunk. Pork chop, did you see Coca-Cola has a new flavor? They haven't done this in like 10 years.
No, what is it?
It sounds gross to me. Orange Vanilla Coke.
Doesn't sound gross.
All right, the new flavor is expected to be in stores later this month, and they're hoping the soda will keep their customers excited with variety, and it's zero sugar. So there you go. That'll be good on Joe's journey. And the final story today is, you know, I don't hate Christmas, but I don't like it as much as, like, my wife does and as everybody else I know does. But this is so sweet here. A 24-year-old guy in San Diego who's been obsessed with Christmas, well, he missed it last year. Why did he miss it? Well, he got pneumonia, and he was in a coma for 6.5 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, you probably think he's dying, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're that sick. You're like, we're going to lose our loved one. And, well, guess what? He pulled through, and the neighbors ended up getting together, putting the decorations back up on their house. This is like 6 weeks after Christmas. And when he got home last week, they stood outside and sang Christmas carols to him, and they actually celebrated Christmas inside with the tree and the presents. That is so cool.
So precious.
You can see all these stories online at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I found this. These are 5 first date ideas for Valentine's Day that they say won't be awkward. Okay, I'm going to go through here. You can also join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you agree, disagree, or maybe if you can give a suggestion, because I feel like guys, we do try, but sometimes we're not the best at making decisions. You can be like, listen, do not do this, because this will be an awkward one. But Alex and Liv are really going to get your feedback on this. Number one, karaoke. They say that right there is an idea that won't be awkward.
That's cute.
So you think it wouldn't be awkward to karaoke in front of somebody for the first time?
It's kind of an icebreaker.
I mean, Liv, you have the voice of an angel, as most people should know.
Obviously.
So I assume you agree then?
I think this would be so fun. I love karaoke, but I'm shocked that Alex thinks so. I feel like Alex, you wouldn't want to do this on a first date.
Well, you know what's kind of funny is that on my first date with the Egyptian, we were driving together and he turned on Celine Dion and we kind of karaoke'd in the car. Like, we turned it up and were singing at the top of our lungs together this song. So I kind of did karaoke on a first date.
All right, I want to hear you ladies sing. Porkchop, you take over now.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, here we go. It's all you. Go, Porkchop, go.
Near, far, wherever you... Is that the wrong part?
Yeah, wrong part.
Yeah, okay.
You were in the moment. I didn't want to, like, disrupt it.
Alex, thank you for letting that go. Yeah, you know what? Maybe if you ever were single again, Porkchop, karaoke may not be your best unless the lyrics would help you on the screen.
Hey.
Okay.
So these are not only just first date ideas. These are first date if you're going out for the first time on Valentine's Day.
That will not be awkward, they say.
Okay.
Number two, a museum. They say it's good because it gives you the option if you want to talk to the other person a lot or you don't say anything. It's just like...
You stare at the painting.
Okay.
I've been to the Museum of Flipping Pancakes in New York. Would that be weird if it was there?
That's intense.
That might be a little intense, but I would hate to go to a museum on a first date.
Really? I would
hate it. I would just like, I think museums are so boring. I'm sorry. There's like no way around it.
No,
unless
I mean,
a children's museum.
You can be honest. If you don't like a museum, you don't like it.
It's just like I have to be in this certain mood and also I have to be traveling. If I'm like traveling somewhere, I'll go to a museum. But like if it's my own city, I'm like, I don't care.
I'll tell you what museum not to go to on a first date, whether that's Valentine's Day or not, is don't go to the 9/11 memorial because do it. But like on your own or when you want to be emotional because you will cry for like 4 hours straight walking through that. I mean,
Same with Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
Oh, God. So, can you imagine? Hey, lady. Hey, babe, I have an option for you. Oh, my God. What a downer that would be.
Ugly crying and snotting all over your first date.
Don't
Thank
do
you.
That.
This is great. Oh, God. Okay. Like I said, these... Thank God they didn't make a list. They also said a comedy club. Now, I disagree. Ooh. I love comedy clubs. And I feel like if you're dating somebody for a while, yeah, but don't you think on the first date you need to talk somewhat? Because you can't talk. You're not supposed to talk when a comic's performing. It's
rude. I would love to go to a comedy club. And then you could get drinks after, or yeah, you can get drinks before to talk. And it kind of breaks the ice a little bit.
A comedy club would be good, but just sit in the back. Because if you sit in the front and get roasted, you're dating.
Oh, yes.
True.
Yes.
Like, screw that.
God, exactly. Especially if you're a fat slob like me. Like, oh, how do you get this girl? This is something that I think is nice, but I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'd get hurt doing the second one. They say the same level, number four, go bowling, which I would do, or ice skating. No, thank you. I don't hate ice skating, but I broke my leg when I was younger ice skating. I have a fake hip now. I got my hip replaced 2 years ago. If I fall, guys, it's all over. It's like that Life Alert commercial.
See,
like, you're going to have to put me down like a lame horse.
I think ice skating is a genius first date because you kind of have to hold on to the other person a little bit to, like, make sure you're balanced and stuff. So, like, it can be cute, like a little affectionate, and it's cold, so you can, like, hold on to them for them to warm you
what
up.
What if Liv, your boyfriend Jewel Daddy, though, was like Bambi on the ice and, like, he couldn't hold you up? You'd be like, what a wimp, right?
I would literally be crying, laughing so hard, and that would make me like him so much more.
I would love to do ice skating, yeah.
Do you think the Egyptian, your boyfriend, will ever go ice skating? Or no,
he won't. We've had too many freaking fights about it. We almost broke up over it. I'm done bitching about the ice skating. I've given up.
Do Egyptians go ice skating? Like,
he says
like
they
the
don't. He says they don't. I said that's racist.
And the final one here. These are the five first date ideas for Valentine's Day that they say will not be awkward. An arcade. It's playful. It's kind of competitive. It reminds you maybe of some childhood memories that you can share. I think that's fun, but I guess it depends on the woman. Like, Alex, do you like games and arcades, or would you be bored? So you wouldn't enjoy it. Liv, what about you?
If it had, like, an arcade where it had air hockey or, like, the
foosball.
Roll up the ball and
ski ball.
Ski ball.
That was invented in New Jersey.
Yes, ski ball. If it had ski ball, then okay. But if it's just, like, video game arcade, like, I'm not into it.
Or if you're 15 years old. Like, that'd be a good date for, like,
sure,
a 15-year-old.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's not on this list, and it's a good thing, is they didn't say anything about just doing a normal, plain old, vanilla, basic dinner date for a first date for Valentine's Day. And I can attest that that is not a good idea, because the last time I had a first date with someone who I had never met, and we went out on Valentine's Day, the restaurant we were in burnt down. remember that.
Like, why
remember
that. There?
You don't remember that?
No, I remember, but Pork Chop didn't work on the show. Tell him this real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had this guy we had matched on Tinder. On Valentine's Day, we are sitting here in the studio. A bouquet of roses is delivered. And in my profile, I said something like, I like guys in snapbacks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he sent me a snapback in a box. Like, he went to, like, that lid store or whatever, bought a brand new hat.
Ooh.
So he sent that with flowers and said, like, I would love to take you out tonight. And it was Valentine's Day. I'm like, why not? This is so romantic. So he ends up meeting me at this really nice restaurant downtown and everything. And in the middle of our steak dinner, the restaurant catches on fire. We have to run out. Fire trucks come and everything. People are running out of the kitchen. They can't breathe. And so the restaurant was closed down for like a couple months, I think, because part of it had burned down.
I think
a
fire
starter. Jeez, Alex.
I think there was some foreshadowing there, because you know the Tinder logo is a little flame.
Oh, he was absolutely, that's a good point. And he was absolutely a Buffalo Bill style creep, too. So he ended up being weird.
All right, Alex, yeah, somebody try to top that one. We dare you. Okay, Alex, you mentioned this in your garbage, and maybe you'll mention it again today, but Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, turned one this past weekend and was throwing the absolute most incredible first birthday party I've ever seen. It had carnival rides, a butterfly rainbow forest, and a baby shark, like, little theme. Are you kidding? Like baby shark, do-do-do-do.
Yeah, they had
baby.
The actual people come and sing it.
Like, how much does that cost?
$1 billion.
Okay, that's absolutely insane. There was also hot air balloons, dancing pixies, and a Stormy shop where you could buy merchandise that you attended Stormy World. So that's exciting. DJ Khaled was there. DJ Khaled! And he actually was DJing, and he gave Stormy her first ever Chanel bag. Are you kidding me? For a first birthday party?
She probably doesn't even take all of it in, isn't she? She's just one.
She's probably drooling and pooping all over it.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, now that's still, it's an amazing thing. It's like Mono left or Astroworld. Incredible. Go to your guys' childhood. Sorry if this is trauma for us, but what was the best birthday party or maybe a couple of them that you remember that your parents threw, like for you or your family threw?
I had a couple really good ones. My mom was always good about, like, I could come up with any theme and she would be like, cool, let's do it. So there was one where me and all my friends got gift cards to Claire's. If you remember Claire's, I was like the biggest store for, you know, fourth graders. And we all got a little gift card. We all got to go shopping together.
That's cool.
There was also one where we did a hair party. So we all went to a hair salon and all got different hairdos done and makeup done. I got a perm.
Oh my gosh.
I want to see this photo right now.
It was atrocious. It took a very long time for that to come out of my hair because I have actually naturally straight hair. I curl it, but my hair is stick straight if I don't touch it.
That is so tragic. A perm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about you, Liv? You got any memories from childhood as far as a birthday party?
I mean, I remember having birthday parties at like my parents' house and we would have like sleepovers and we'd do like fun activities, but I don't really remember if they were like themed or anything, but I do remember one I had at a roller rink. I think I was in like first grade or second grade and we had it at the Fun Dome. That's what it was called. And like we all went rollerblading and
love
then they
that.
Had like arcade games and we had pizza and ice cream. And that was like super, super fun. But that's like pretty much the only like crazy, non-ordinary birthday I remember.
I've had a couple of interesting ones.
All right, pork chop.
I had one on a train, but that was my choice. I wanted it because I was friends with the engineer, and he let all my friends come to the front and like blow the horn and do the throttle.
That's such
cute.
A nerd. No, that I was, like, can. It's so
no,
cute.
That was a huge deal. Like, that's cool. Have you ever driven a
no,
train,
No,
lift?
I'm saying that's so cool.
Okay,
but, like,
wow.
It's a little nerdy. Jeez, pork chop, lay off me.
No kidding. I mean, pork chop is not feeling you.
There's like...
Oh, pork chop's here.
Oh, that would have been even better.
Oh, calm down, conductor. That sounds pretty sweet, though, a little train party.
I had a couple other little cool ones.
Yeah.
One was at an arcade. It was like all day, like 4 hours, all you can play arcade. And I had another one at a minor league baseball stadium. And
ooh.
They put me like up on the dugout and everyone sang happy birthday to me. My
aww.
Name was on the Jumbotron.
It said
that's
pork
so
chop. It said yes. Baby pork chop on there.
Yes. My friend caught a foul ball.
Pork chop standing there like, here, stand here where all the foul balls go. You'll catch one. Takes one to the face. Okay, Liv, I'm surprised you didn't get as hyped about your roller skating rink one as you did, because I remember my place is called Rollerama. We also played roller hockey there, but we would skate, and it was the coolest. It was in fifth grade, not in first grade, and I got to dance with but skate along girls that never would give me the time of day in fifth grade, but I was the man. I had my Chicago Bulls hat on because it looked cool, and it was the greatest. I just remember everybody coming, and like that was the talk of fifth grade for 1 week of my life. I was somewhat cool.
And that was his peak.
Yep, yeah, I peaked in fifth grade right there.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hailey Bieber was talking to Vogue magazine about how Justin Bieber proposed to her.
What's the biggest surprise that you've ever had?
Getting engaged.
Hailey, how did he propose to you?
We were on a trip to the Bahamas and we were alone in a house, just the two of us. It's very special.
Did he go the traditional route by asking for permission from your dad?
Yes, he did.
She was also asked about Justin's bad habits.
What's his worst habit?
He doesn't have any.
What do you admire the most about him?
His heart for other people.
What's your definition of a perfect date night?
Staying in, ordering food, and watching TV.
Okay, he doesn't have any bad habits. He doesn't bite his nails. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I call BS.
I thought that was a little bit weird.
Lies.
Katy Perry has been medically diagnosed with OCD, which she's had for years, and is now opening up more about it. She says that her hoarding tendencies probably stem from how tight money was growing up with her family. She says, you get something and you're like, I'm never going to get it again, or I'll never have the means to get it again. It's the psychology behind it. When all of a sudden you can just purchase something, it's very wild for your brain. She also says she has a unique way of relieving stress that works for her, and that's shooting darts at President Trump's face. In her house, Katy Perry has a dartboard that has a printout of President Trump's face on it, and she throws darts at the picture whenever she needs to let off some steam. And she doesn't refer to the president by name, she just calls him 45. You may have also noticed last night that Liam Hemsworth was not in the audience watching wife Miley Cyrus perform with Dolly Parton at the Grammys, and that's because he was in the hospital. Rebel Wilson, his co-star in the new romantic comedy Isn't It Romantic, said that he texted that he was in the hospital overnight, so hopefully he's going to be fine. We have no other details about why he was in there. I would assume it's not a big deal, or else I'm sure Miley would have left and not gone to the Grammys.
Yeah, she wouldn't have performed or went to the Grammys.
Coming up in less than an hour, Ariana Grande was attacked by this twice as a kid.
Murder Monday starts right now, and it's brought to you by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Lower your heating bills with a professional insulation installation by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Visit CAMSroofing.com to schedule your free estimate.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday and tell these real stories is to bring attention to your local Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers lets you anonymously give tips on local crimes so that they can get solved. And listen, you don't have to worry about being a snitch, right? Nobody wants to be a snitch. If you have a tip that can help solve any unsolved crime, no matter how old it may be, call this number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, did I mess up the tips thing? Good.
Three twos and then tips. 222-TIPS.
That is a hard one. What are we doing today for Murder Monday?
Well, we start off, and it is Monday, July 29th, 1996, and the Strail family of Canastota, South Dakota, is looking forward to celebrating their son Nathan's second birthday later that evening. Piper Strail is 28 years old and is married to Vance Strail, who's 1 year older than her. They have a three-year-old daughter named Shayna and now a two-year-old son named Nathan. Piper's husband, Vance, leaves the family's trailer for his plumbing job that morning, and Piper gets Shayna and Nathan ready for their babysitter. Piper is planning on dropping them off on her way to her job at a church daycare in Sioux Falls. Piper is beautiful and young, and she is from Texas, where she met her husband Vance at Bible College in Oregon. In 1988, they get married and move about 20 miles west of Sioux Falls. They're both Christians, and they both wanted to pursue their dream of having a part-time ministry. So they decide to name their little ministry the Prairie View Bible Camp for Children. And from the road, as people drive by, they can actually see pews in their front yard. So on the morning of Nathan's second birthday, around 9:20 a.m., Piper calls the kids' babysitter to tell her that they're on their way over. But Piper and the kids never arrive. Around lunchtime, Vance Strail calls the house phone, but no one answers. He leaves a message on the answering machine saying, "Honey, where are you?" Around 3 p.m., one of Piper's coworkers decides to try calling the house to check on her friend. This time, there is an answer, but it's not Piper. It's three-year-old Shayna, and she says, "I don't want my mommy to die. I don't want my daddy to die. They're probably killed." Piper's coworker is stunned. She hangs up and calls the local sheriff's office, and once they confirm that they're on their way, she calls the Strail house again and gets Shayna on the phone. She stays on the phone with her for over 45 minutes until police get there. Now it's after 5 p.m., and when police arrive at the Strail trailer, it definitely looks like there's been a struggle. Shayna and Nathan are both inside and unharmed. Shayna is crying and yelling to police officers that her mommy is going to die, and Nathan stays silent. The police patiently try to get some details about what happened out of the three-year-old, and she does a pretty good job for a toddler describing what she saw. She says over and over again that it was a mean man who drives a black vehicle with black wheels and says he came into the trailer and grabbed their mom. Shayna says there was a lot of yelling and that the man shot a gun. She says that their mommy told her and Nathan to run and hide, and that the mean man took a blue tent with him that was one of Nathan's birthday presents he got the night before. As Shayna recounts the fragmented story, her father Vance gets home. Shayna runs sobbing into his arms, and she blurts out that the mean man had taken Nathan's tent. Choking back his own tears, Vance Strail reassures Shayna that it's okay and that they have another tent. Shayna is insistent that her mom is going to die, saying she's not coming back. Investigators have no leads or suspects until later that evening when Vance Strail remembers a strange visit they had at the house 3 days earlier by a chubby, balding guy in his mid-20s who said his name was Rob Anderson. Vance tells police he remembers this guy because he had a limp handshake and that he had driven up around 7:30 in the morning in a black Bronco. It seemed like he didn't really know what he wanted to say and seemed surprised that Vance was home. He mentioned under his breath that he had driven by the house several times over the past few months. And then he asked if he could enroll his kids in the Strails Bible Camp. Vance told him that the camp was closed for another year, but that they would be glad to add his name to the list for 1997. Piper wrote his name and phone number on a piece of paper, and Rob Anderson left. By the next morning, investigators had fully identified the Strails visitor as Robert Leroy Anderson, a 26-year-old high school dropout and twice-married father of four who lived in Sioux Falls. So what happened when police found him? And did they find Piper alive? Find out next in part two of Murder Monday, only on The Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Alex, today you're talking about the Bible Camp Killer, and I know a lot of times you put photos up on our Instagram,
yep,
at Joe and Alex Show.
Just did. You can see the Strail family with Piper when she was still alive, and Nathan and Shayna when they were little, and what Nathan and Shayna look like now.
Okay, cool.
We left off with 3-year-old Shayna and 2-year-old Nathan Strail watching as a mean man abducted their mom Piper while their dad was at work. Vance Strail, Piper's husband and the kid's father, figured out that 3 days prior to the abduction, a strange dude by the name of Robert Leroy Anderson had come by and asked if he could enroll his kids in the Bible camp that the couple ran from their home. Detectives were able to figure out that Rob Anderson had worked as a maintenance man at a Sioux Falls meatpacking plant and that he was in between shifts at home. So they drove over to his house and find him sleeping on his couch. He puts on jeans, a hat, and a t-shirt and voluntarily drives to the police station to be interrogated. Police talk to him for 7 hours, and while they question him, an investigative team starts searching his Bronco in his house. Beneath the carpeting in the Bronco's cargo area, officers find a plywood platform with holes drilled in it, which was designed to accommodate wrists or ankle restraints. A toolbox containing chains is found in the Bronco, and traces of black water-resistant paint and a partial roll of duct tape. They also find dog hairs similar to those of the Strails family dog and furniture moving straps. It definitely wasn't looking good for Rob Anderson. But Rob remains calm and he denies any knowledge of Piper Strail's fate or whereabouts. Although he does say that he had visited the Strails trailer that previous Friday morning and admits that he had returned the day that Piper went missing. He says that he had come back because he wanted to use the Strails archery range. Okay, sounds fake, but all right. And he says that he had knocked on the door, but that no one had answered. And he says that he could hear children playing inside and just assumed that Piper was taking a nap, so he left. Then the conversation gets weird, as they usually do when someone is suspected of murder. Rob opens up about his boyhood speech impediment, complained that he wanted to flip pancakes in the back of the house with his wife, if you understand what I am saying.
I think I understand.
But complains that his wife doesn't feel the same way and does not want to let him flip pancakes in the back of her house.
Okay.
So he's complaining about that. He also brings up an unsolved disappearance of another local woman named Larissa Demansky. Larissa Demansky was a 29-year-old woman who had vanished from the same meatpacking company's parking lot that Rob worked at 2 years before. But Rob says he doesn't have any information about her case. Okay. So obviously now police are very interested in this guy for two possible murders. Meanwhile, investigators find a pair of Anderson's blue jeans in the laundry area of his trailer. They were stained with both blood and another bodily fluid. One of Rob's neighbors tells police that he saw Rob cleaning out his Bronco the day that Piper disappeared. A few days later, Vance Strail picks out Robert Anderson in a lineup as the man who came to his home a few days before his wife Piper disappeared. 3-year-old Shayna also identifies him as the mean man who had forcibly taken her mother away. At 1:30 in the morning of August 2nd, the Sioux Falls police arrest Robert Anderson and charge him with kidnapping Piper Strail. They had identified their suspect quickly as a key to success in any criminal case. But the investigation still was a long way from completion because Piper Strail was still missing. Hundreds of officers and volunteers scour the area around the Strail's trailer looking for further evidence. They find nothing, But a botanist from South Dakota State University is able to point the investigation in a different direction. He identifies bits of vegetable matter taken from the toolbox in the back of Rob's Bronco and figured out exactly where in the area these fragments were from. Police realize it was not a coincidence that on July 29th, the day of Piper Strail's abduction, someone driving near that exact spot had found a torn half of a black and white t-shirt that Piper had been wearing when she was last seen. That's where Anderson had taken her. A search turned up the other half of her t-shirt beneath a small tree. And dangling from a branch directly above it were several lengths of duct tape, wadded up together and matted with human hair. Nearby was a large sex toy and a partially used wax candle. One torn end of the duct tape matched the roll taken from Rob Anderson's Bronco. And stuck to the back of a folding knife recovered from the Bronco were bits of cloth fiber that matched her shirt. Anderson was charged with kidnapping Piper Strail and went on to trial for the following spring. But he was not charged with murder since there wasn't sufficient evidence to prosecute him successfully for actual murder.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Ha, I don't understand this.
A reconstruction of events derived from the evidence the police did have showed that Rob Anderson drove to the Strail's trailer and handcuffed and gagged Piper with duct tape. He cut her shirt open with this folding knife. He sexually assaulted her and killed her and disposed of the body. Anderson then returned to the Strail residence and picked up a watch that he had dropped during the struggle, as well as the shell casing from the round that 3-year-old Shayna had told police that he had fired. So he was really good at collecting his evidence and making sure he didn't leave anything behind for the most part. On May 8th, 1997, Anderson's jury found him guilty of kidnapping Piper Strail. 2 months later, he was sentenced to life in prison, but he ended up killing himself while on death row. Anderson complained in court that he was an innocent victim of vindictive prosecution and told the judge, "I hope you rot in hell." And this is the most epic part. So he tells the judge, "I hope you rot in hell." And the judge responds to him and says, "I might, but it won't be because I convicted Robert Anderson."
No!
Boo! Mic drop. So that was pretty epic. I did some Facebook stalking, and it looks like the family has never spoken about this case since it happened, which is, you know, understandable. I was able to find a couple pictures of Shayna and Nathan then and now, their mom and dad before Piper was killed, and the killer, Rob Anderson. You can see all of this on Instagram at Joan Alex Show. It looks like shortly after his wife's murder, Vance remarried, and then they had a bunch of children together. And, of course, then they had Nathan and Shayna, so it was like a blended family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the kids and the dad, it looks like they're all still Christians. They're heavily involved in ministry and church and going like on trips like around the world to help people that, you know, need it. And it just looks like they're very, very happy, but they never talk about what happened with their mom. And it looks like the lady that their dad remarried only a couple years later, they kind of just call her mom, and she's like who their mom is now, which is, you know, makes sense.
That is just an outrageous, like, crazy story.
Really nuts. That is the story of Piper Strail and Rob Lee Roy Anderson.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. You can check out Murder Monday if you missed any part of it. See the podcast, listen to it right now at joeandalexshow.com. Misheard lyrics. I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of music, but these audio cuts that we found here, producer Porkchop got for me, I think they're the funniest ones I've ever seen for these misheard lyrics. The first one, do you guys know the song Smoke on the Water?
I love that on Guitar Hero 2.
And Fire in the Sky.
Yeah.
Somebody said that my uncle thought it was Slow Talking Water. The Fire Engine Guy.
The Fire Engine Guy.
Sounds like Fire Engine Guy, but I'd have to be really drunk for that to work. I don't even know if I'm saying this right, so help me out. But I know the song. I like it. It's like an 80s bop. You know that song's like Rock. Is it the Rock the Casbah?
Rock the Casbah.
Casbah. It's not Cash Bar. Okay.
No.
But do you guys know what song we're talking about or no?
Okay. No.
All right. This one right here. You had to have heard that at least once.
I've never heard it.
Well, I used to think this person said, "I'm here and I like it, rock the cat box." Right here.
It kind of sounds like bump the cat box.
Yeah,
bump
something to do with a little cat right there. Let's see, another one right here is one of the greatest songs. I love when I used to DJ playing this at weddings. AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. Remember this? She was a fast machine, she kept the motor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can barely understand him.
Well, this person says, well, my son would sing, she was a fax machine, she kept her modem clean.
That works. Office bops.
Yeah, there we go. And I got a few more of these misheard lyrics right here. I didn't realize this is the name of the song, but it's called Escape, but it's like, if you like piña coladas and getting lost in the rain.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, this person thought that they were saying, the kid did, if you like cheese enchiladas and getting caught in the rain. Let's check it out.
If you like piña coladas.
See, that kid's making it up.
Getting caught in the rain.
Because honestly, I would like a cheese enchilada, but I don't want to get wet when I'm eating it.
That's cute.
I know. I'm shocked that you didn't think that, Joe, which is food on your mind always.
Yeah. Sandals Resort should like redo that and sing that in their commercial while they're like showing all the different types of food you can get on the resort.
That or like any kind of Mexican restaurant, they can have like their whole enchilada month. Like, if you like cheese enchiladas.
Exactly.
And there's a few more here. This person said, my six-year-old Caleb was singing the other night in the kitchen, Party in the USA, which, you know, Miley Cyrus. And it has to be a kid, because they thought they were saying, I put my hands up to play in my song, my underwear flies away.
I don't hear that. I definitely hear butterflies.
Yeah, I don't hear that either. And that would have been during Miley's crazy stage then. And this song came out like right before Miley's crazy stage.
Which we can believe the underwear would fly away. All right, let's go to Ed Sheeran one, because even if you don't hear this, this is so funny. The song Shape of You.
Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you.
Okay. I don't see what they said, but I laughed out loud when I actually read this. Somebody said my best friend used to think the line in Ed Sheeran's Shape of You was, last night you were in my room, and now my butt cheeks smell like you.
Last night you were in
that
my
works.
Room, now my butt cheeks smell like you.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that sounds just like butt cheeks. It does.
What's the one song that we changed like with Liv? Like,
oh, Liv the Web Girl?
Oh yeah, like Halsey. With, yeah, it's like, Liv the Web Girl. Liv the Web Girl. Secrets, usually I would say, in a relationship are not a good thing, but there's kind of mixed thoughts on this when it comes to keeping financial secrets from your partners. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A new survey said only 43% of workers share their salaries with their partners, according to data from Quicken, while 31% say talking about money, even with a partner, makes them feel anxious and uncomfortable. Now, when you're first dating somebody, I could see, like, I wouldn't be like, hey, Lindsay, you know, third date, my now wife, how much do you make per year?
Right.
But when you're dating and you're getting more serious, when you're looking towards an engagement, and then obviously when you're married, is that something that you finally talk about, maybe even taking that step and joining accounts? Or are you the kind of person that says, no, like, that is my account, that's yours. We don't need to talk about finances. As long as the bills are getting paid, we're okay. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
If you are in a serious, exclusive relationship and it has gone past a couple months, I cannot believe or understand not sharing that information. Like, how do you not know? Let's say you've dated for someone for a year. How do you not know how much they make? Like, is there people that really have been in long-term relationships that do not know what their partner's making?
Now, let me ask you. I was very, very, delayed in actually telling my wife. I don't remember how long I took, but I didn't want to tell her how much I made. And, I mean, I wanted to know. Who doesn't like curiosity? You've been with the Egyptian for, what, 10 months, your boyfriend?
Yep.
Okay, how long into the relationship, Alex, did you guys discuss, like, hey, this is what I make, this is what you make?
Ooh, it must have been a month and a half to 2 months. I mean, 2 months in, we said I love you, so I feel like it had to have been around then.
Okay, now Liv the Web Girl, how long have you been with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy?
About like 8 or 9 months or so.
So pretty close to that time. Have you guys had that discussion yet?
Oh, absolutely. He knows exactly what I make. And I mean, he's in real estate, so he doesn't have like a base, like it's not like kind of like a base salary. He makes a lot of commission.
Okay.
But, like, I'm constantly know like how much he's making. And like, and he's like, oh yeah, like I'll make this much on this house when it closes. Like, we talk very openly about our finances.
Now, Alex, being open with the finances, obviously, what do you make per year?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. I thought it'd be worth a try. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, what if Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, Liv, or the Egyptian Alex, your boyfriend, what if they're like, hey, you know, I really like you, and maybe one day we can do that, but I don't want to talk about that until we're married.
No. I think that's kind of a little sketchy just because I'm very open about it. Like, I'm very open about how much I make. Like, all of my friends know how much I make. Like,
how much,
I'm not.
How much do you make again?
I don't know. Alex makes me feel weird like I shouldn't say it on air.
You don't.
I don't care. If you
want
to share it, you can share it. I'm not.
Oh, my God. I was kidding. Now she's actually going to tell everybody what she makes.
Well, I don't make a lot. I struggle. I'm looking for a second job right now currently. Anyways, but I think that's sketchy if you don't want to share it. I get not wanting to share bank accounts until you're, like, married, until literally you are married, the papers are signed, everything like that. Not sharing until then, but that's... I think it's weird if you don't share it.
Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and after 6 months, you, what, knew each other's jobs, how much they made?
Yes.
Did you feel like that took too long or too soon, just right?
To me, it felt just right. We've been together for 5 years, and, yeah, we've shared each other's bank accounts after the first year.
Is there anything that could possibly make you worry? Like, let's say you waited 6 months, and they're like, I only make this. Are you like, oh, like, is that a problem? Like, maybe they don't make enough money?
Not really. Not to me.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Monica, you and your hubby have been married for how long?
7 years.
Okay, now do you guys talk about what each other makes?
Yes, we both know what each other makes.
Okay, now what about the big step? Because I remember my wife, Lindsay, wanted to do this, and I drug my feet. Do you guys, after 7 years, have a joint bank account?
No, we do not.
Do you keep financial secrets from him at all? Like, is there anything that he doesn't know about?
No. And the only reason why we don't have a joint account is because he didn't want to leave his bank. He's had it since he was in high school. And the same with me. But we both have cards to each other's account. And we both, you know, will use each other's bank account if we need to.
I didn't realize people were so in love with their bank.
I know,
where they
like,
went.
So loyal.
Like, I'll tell you what my bank gives me. Overdraft fees.
And
thanks.
Suckers. That's it. All I got is a lousy sucker.
Wait, yours gives you suckers?
Actually, I don't get even suckers because of all my banking is with USAA, which is like online. So
they
I can
give you a flag
go
at
to
least?
Any ATM or anything. Everything I do is online. So I don't have like a brick and mortar bank.
Dang. We had to get you a sticker or something then.
Well, I like banking with them though. But I mean, I can't imagine not knowing or having those discussions before you get married. These are all things that should be covered in premarital counseling. Hopefully you're doing that.
I feel like some reasons, though, Alex, you brought up a good question, and I hope somebody would feel comfortable, even if you want to be anonymous, 833-JOE-ALEX. We don't have to use your real name, 833-563-2539. Are you kind of holding in a financial secret from your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, wife, husband, whatever they might be?
When I first started in radio, I think Chase was very, very disappointed when he found out how much I made.
Well, your boyfriend's like, oh, I got me a rich radio guy.
Radio is tricky because so a lot of people in radio do not make very much money, and then they're few and far between. They do make a lot of money. There's not a lot of in-betweeners. You either are dirt poor or you make a lot. It's kind of weird like that.
Joe, did you and your wife, Lindsay, know all about each other's finances, all of the debt, all of that before you guys were married?
You know what? She says we talked about it, but I swear that I don't remember talking about it because going into our actual marriage, I had no debt. I was debt free. I didn't go to college, but I got a scholarship to go to a radio school. Mm-hmm. My wife went to college, and it was like during the recession, her parents didn't have money. They were trying to keep their business in their house, so they had to co-sign and take out a bunch of loans. So I guess I breezed over that. That's one thing I wish we wouldn't over more, just because when we actually crunched the numbers and started to tackle debt, it really was a stressor at first. Now we're doing good and we're paying off a bunch of stuff. Like, my car will be paid off in about 3 months. But, man, no, we didn't go over it enough. Like Alex mentioned, marriage counseling and doing that. That's something that's very important. So
I really want to do marriage counseling. I want to do premarital counseling before I get engaged. So usually you do it after you get engaged before your actual wedding day. But I would like to do that with somebody before we get engaged. Because
that's
once you're
early.
Engaged, no, because once you get engaged, you're engaged. It's like, who's going to break off their engagement? That is so rare.
A lot of people do that.
I know plenty of people that have broken off their engagement because they find out in their premarital counseling that it's not
meant
to be. But
see, I'd rather do that than just break up, not actually go through the engagement in a ring and all that in the announcement. You do it before.
It is hard to sell the ring, trust me.
And you have those conversations even before that. It's not. I'm not in premarital counseling. I've talked about the finance stuff.
Same.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Anonymous?
Hey, so my husband and I have been married for 12 years. We just celebrated anniversary Saturday.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you. And we have separate accounts, and I have a separate savings account that's like separate from my regular account that I keep what I call like mad money if I want to make a purchase that he maybe wouldn't approve of or agree with, then I have kind of like that backup money that I can make that purchase.
So he doesn't know about that account?
Correct.
How often are you mad?
Well, I don't mean like mad, like angry, but like sometimes I might get like a wild hair and decide that I want to buy a new purse or
I
like
feel that.
Go something like that.
Does that also double as like your get out of town plan? Like if things hit the fan, you're like, I'm going to use this money to get out of here?
I wouldn't say that, but I mean, you never know.
I like your way of thinking. You never know. Just have it in case.
I love them, but this probably won't last forever. Okay, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey performed an acoustic version of her song Without You on Saturday Night Live over the weekend and revealed some possible relationship details about her and G-Eazy. On the wall behind her during the performance, the words Ashley, I cheated were displayed. Ashley is Halsey's real name, and everyone is now assuming that G-Eazy cheated on her and that she used her time on SNL to out him. She also kind of made some funny jokes about her name in her monologue.
My name is Halsey, which, fun fact, is actually short for Halsey and Oatsy. I actually grew up not too far from New York and New Jersey. If I don't seem like I'm from New Jersey, I just want you to know that my real name is Ashley Nicolette Frangipani. I bet everybody watching back home right now is on the couch like, Ashley's on the TV. You remember Ashley, the singer? Nice girl. Not for my son, but good for her.
Ariana Grande attended every Panthers hockey game in her hometown when she was little and oddly got hit numerous times by the puck. An NHL historian found an article that was published in the local paper and showed Ariana as a little girl who got hit by two pucks and then got to ride the Zamboni. Ariana Grande revealed that she recorded different versions also of the lyric about Pete Davidson and Thank You Next. The singer said in an interview that the pair's broken engagement affected the song, which features a line about the SNL star. She references all of her exes but said that she had recorded an alternate version without their names, and then when her and Pete broke up, she decided to release the version with the names in it.
By the way, how do you get hit with a puck not once but twice?
That's some bad luck right
there. That's karma coming your way as a kid.
And HBO will not be editing the 4-hour Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland, even though the Jackson estate says it's completely one-sided. HBO says people should watch it and judge for themselves. The documentary is about two men who claim Jackson molested them when they were underage boys at Neverland. The film is going to premiere on HBO on March 3rd, and then the second part is going to happen on March 4th. I literally put it in my calendar on my phone because I'm weird like that, and I'm so excited about this. That is the garbage.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, did you creep hard on somebody? Maybe you were dating, or then maybe it was even just your ex. Like, you broke up, you were creeping hard on them. Or maybe somebody did it to you, you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize how psychotic that they really were. Like, they were looking at everything in my life. The reason I bring this up is I finally have been waiting forever to have my wife watch it with me, because I wanted to watch it on my own. I watched You on Netflix. And the main character is Joe, this kind of bookstore guy, kind of nerdy, kind of awkward, but he's also creepy as hell. He ends up dating this girl in the show, Beck. I don't want to say what happens, but this guy has a lot of questionable stuff. It almost sounds like Murder Monday, because people in his past, like, they disappear and things happen to him. Oh my God, I can't wait for the next season. That's
how
good it was.
It's
excellent. It is so good. If you have not checked out You on Netflix already, get to it. But to see all these creepy things he did and like how possessive he became, I was wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, how hard did you creep on someone?
The hardest creeping I've ever done is not that hard. You just take the person's phone number and type it into Facebook, and their Facebook will pop up.
As that, amateur hour.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's level one. I know that level. That's about as far as I go, but yeah, that's...
I mean, I've had a friend like drive me past an ex's house where I'm like crouched down in the on the floorboard in the passenger seat. Yeah,
oh my
They don't see me, but then she's like telling me everything she sees. Like, this car's in the driveway. This car's in the driveway. These are what lights are on and what windows. Because I know, like, knowing him exactly whose car's what and if there's anything out of normal.
Oh my God!
Were walkie-talkies involved?
No walkie-talkies, because I'm sitting right next to her.
Amateur.
But yeah, using people's Snap Maps to check their location, for sure that. Police do that too, by the way.
Yeah, I've done Snap Maps before to like see certain people's location. But I don't know. I think that's like it. Like in the show You, He literally finds out where she lives and then stands outside her place. So, like, I'm not going that far.
I've just driven. I haven't stood. Just driven.
There's a big difference
right
there.
You're not staying and watching. That's different. I agree.
I'm not window peeping.
In high school, like, me and my friends would drive past, like, certain people's houses to see, like, if they had certain people over or, like, if they were
home.
Exactly.
That's the same thing I did.
Yeah.
You guys
back in high school, I haven't. Recently.
All right. I never went to college, but I was probably college age or so. And there was this girl that I really liked. And we were talking, but then things never really worked out. And I would just constantly, this is really pathetic. I would check Snapchat. I would check like her Snap Map. And I knew that she lived right down the road from me. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And she'd be like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. But she was actually like at home. I'm like, oh, yeah. You're lying to me.
That's how you catch him.
And I'm coming over right now. No, okay. Kaylee, let's go to Kaylee. Kaylee's on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what's going on, Kaylee?
Not a lot. How are you?
Good. Tell us your situation.
So my current husband, when we were dating, he would have people like follow me around. He would guess who I was with and like what I was doing, even though I hadn't told him like, oh, I'm out bowling with this friend and this friend. He would ask me and then send another text saying like what I was doing and who I was with.
But he knew because he was having you followed, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting. And when did you find out and how did you find out that he was having you followed?
Oh, he told me.
And you weren't creeped out?
Oh, no, I definitely was. But he stopped doing it once I told him how weird it was. And then, you know, everything just kind of, he started trusting me more, I guess.
Right. Interesting.
So are you like with this guy or what?
Yeah, we're married. We've been married 5 years in August and we have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Oh my God. I can't. Wow. Can you guys believe they got married?
No, I cannot
that
believe
that. That is insane.
Has he ever put you in a cage or anything?
No.
Well, no, we're talking not for pleasure.
Yeah,
okay.
Blink twice if you need help. All
right, Hey, Kaylee, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
I mean, I've had a couple really scary, like weird stalker situations just working in radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've talked about this several times, but we had a coworker who was weird, sent me like black roses. And then he contacted my parents and invited himself over to have breakfast in my parents' house. And my parents let him.
That's the weird part.
That's a different reason why I didn't talk to them for a while. That's not the current reason. So we had a huge fight because of that. He actually came over and now he's moved away. But guess what? He still texts me nonstop, including telling me when he's in town so that he says I can avoid him. He texts me to tell me where he is so that I can avoid him.
Why have you not blocked the number?
I honestly thought about it, but he scares me so much that I'm like, maybe I should just allow the text to come in just so I can see what kind of crazy ish he's going to text me because it's that weird.
When I was in college, there was a guy who was literally obsessed with me and he would like follow me around and I had never seen him until my last year of college and then he was everywhere and it was to the point where my friends and my guy friends were like concerned and worried. Like my one guy friend was like, I want to beat this guy up because he was everywhere I would go. If I would go to Target, if I would go to the grocery store, if
scary.
I would go to the movies, he would be at the freaking movies.
Wow.
And he knew where I lived because he was a Jimmy John's delivery guy. And once he found out where I lived was when it started to like pick up. Like I would see him everywhere.
Well, there is freaky in the title, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
freaky creepy, yeah.
I actually just did think of something like really super creepy I did.
What?
So Chase and I, we had like split for 4 months. And I downloaded the app Grindr, and I know he had it. And this is so creepy. So Grindr, it'll tell you how far away someone is from you. And this is so embarrassing.
It's like he's right behind you.
I made my profile like so there was no picture, so he wouldn't know it was me. And I could like see where he was. Like one time, it was like 50 miles away, and I'm like. Where is he?
This makes so much sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, stop.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
94-year-old William Webster of Washington, D.C. and his wife, Linda. They're no dummies. They know when somebody's trying to scam them. They got a call about 4 years ago from a man who threatened to set their house on fire, or he would shoot them if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars.
Okay.
It's kind of scary.
Probably going to pay the money.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You don't want to die. Well, what the guy didn't realize is William is the only person who's ever been the director of the FBI and the director of CIA. This guy is a badass.
Whoa.
Yes, here's his story. He headed up the FBI from 1978 to 87 and the CIA from 87 to 91. So when he got the first scam call, he immediately called the FBI, and then the guy kept calling, so William and Linda kept alerting the FBI, and Linda even had an agent listen in to one of the calls.
I love these people.
They are amazing. The FBI traced the calls to a 29-year-old man in Jamaica. His name, Kenell Thomas. And when he flew to New York in 2017, gonna go see a friend, like, hey, man, how you doing?
Ooh, yeah.
He was instantly arrested.
Wow.
How you like them apples? So, yeah. He's been in jail ever since, and he was just sentenced to 6 years in prison for trying to scam the Websters and successfully scamming several other elderly people. I don't like scamming at all, but that's what really gets me upset is when somebody scams an old person. Yep. They don't know. They don't have any clue.
Yeah, he did not do well trying to scam the scam expert.
Yeah, he'll be deported to Jamaica after his sentence is served. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Monday Music Marathon. That's what we got going on today. We're so glad you're here. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and call in anytime, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can see the photo we're talking about right now, but on Friday we posted up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram a really cute photo of a French bulldog puppy. It was a boy, and a listener of ours, her name's Lauren, she DM'd us and said, hey, can I get some advice? Like, what do you guys think would be a cute name for my puppy? And there's tons of them, Alex. A lot of great suggestions on that Instagram.
I could not believe how many comments we got. Still, even this morning, we were getting comments.
All right, let's talk to Lauren. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So what made you want to reach out to us and try to pick out a dog name?
Well, I mean, Joe, I know you have two dogs. And, I mean, my aunt has had several dogs. But a French bulldog is always what I've wanted as one of the dogs I ever wanted to get. And with this being a huge purchase for me, and a French or a blue Frenchies are kind of one of a kind, I wanted it to be a perfect name, and I just couldn't find myself figuring out the best name ever. So I was like, well, why don't I ask you guys and see what you think and see if there's anything that might spark an idea. So
I love it. You made the right decision, I hope. Were you shocked at how many comments of people weighing in on the name there was?
Yeah, it was a ton. Like, I was just, like, overwhelmed. I was just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, some of them were repetitive, which, I mean, was good that some people were kind of thinking alike. But out of all the comments, I mean, there were two that kind of caught my eye. But then I kind of talked to some coworkers here, too, and we kind of brainstormed a little bit. And, like, we came up with two other ideas that I kind of liked as well. So I kind of narrowed it down to, like, four.
Okay, so tell us the three runners-up before you announce the actual name.
Okay, so the three runners-up would be, someone said Eeyore.
Aw.
Eeyore, come on.
That's cute.
Gus.
Yes. Two Disney names.
And this was one that my coworker came up with, and it kind of stuck with me, which was Depot, because I'm a big IU and Pacers fan, and they were like, well, what about Victor Oladipo, since he was kind of one of my favorite players back at IU.
That's cute. Okay.
Now, not to be negative, but what if he gets traded?
I mean, he's still part of IU, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Not hating. Now, Lenny, who's on our show, he runs stuff for us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. He said you should call your dog Pierre.
I thought about that, but I have this guy that I know named Pierre, and he kind of is a little...
He sucks?
Yeah.
So what is the name that you what's the name that you actually ended up choosing, Lauren?
Well, I'm kind of leaning towards Depot just because it's kind of different and unique, and every time I talked about it with my students, my coworkers, they were like, it's different, it'll kind of spark people's, like their memory and stuff if you look back about how I love IU and everything. So I think it might be different And it'll be easier for my daughter to remember, too.
That is cute.
Hey, Lauren, did you see some people said that you should name him Chops?
Did they?
I think that's like, because that's my nickname. I'm Pork Chop, so Chops. So I would be extremely honored if you named Chops Chops.
Yeah, you knew we were all going to tell you to name the dog like after one of us.
Oh, I mean, that wouldn't have been a problem, though, either.
Have you ever thought, though, like, whatever name you're going to give him, like, you might have to yell it out loud? Do you really want to yell, Chops?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Chops!
Yeah, that's, like, the worst part. And even someone was saying, like, you don't want it to be too long of a syllable because then it can get really tiring when you, like, say it over and over again. So then when I was speaking in my head, I was like, okay, Depot, if I say that over again, it might sound a little annoying, but it's, like, short.
I think that that's a great name, although I was really rooting for Grandpa. I saw a lot of people suggest that, and that
Grandpa,
was my favorite.
Come here, Grandpa!
I thought that was funny. Grandpa, stop pooping on the floor!
I was just about to say, it'd be funny. It's like, oh, great, you guys, Grandpa pooped on the rug again.
Yep.
Well, hey, Lauren, when you do get your pup, will you bring it in studio sometime so we can meet it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I get him on the first, so I fly out to Chicago here to meet them. I think they're going to get there sometime in the evening since it is like a over 12-plus hour flight coming from Budapest. So it's going to be interesting.
Whoa. You're in Budapest?
Yeah, that's where the breeder's from.
Oh, my word. That is insane.
So kind of crazy.
I've never heard of anybody doing that kind of a trip for a pet.
Well, like, the, you know, maybe like Kylie Jenner or something.
Yeah.
Or Miley Cyrus. Or Lauren from the Joe and Alex Show.
That's right.
We love it. All right, well, we will put you on hold. We'll make sure we got all your contact info, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Lauren. That is crazy. That's pretty extreme.
Little Depot. We'll get him a little mini Joe and Alex Show shirt.
Then we could do that.
I'm upset, Joe. I've always wanted to bring my dog in, and you've never suggested that.
Yeah, your dog is like as big as a horse.
Yeah. What? No, it's not.
Nah, I've seen it. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 100.9. We're giving you a couple of options with Pick Your Ticket. Do you want to see Cher or the Chippendales? Brooke, tough decision. What are you going to go with?
Hi.
Hey, that was a heavy breathe there. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Got a girls' night out to the Chippendales. Maybe a date for Cher.
How about Cher?
All right.
All right. There we go. You're going to get to go see her. This is a confusing thing. You're going to get to see Here We Go Again tour. It's going to be at Banker's Life on Valentine's Day. So a little over a week from now. Actually, I'm sorry, 4 days from now. Yeah. Holy crap. I got to get Lindsay a gift. Yeah.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
Congrats, Brooke. Yeah, it's February 14th. Hey, we'll be doing this all this week here on the Joe and Alex Show. You'll get to choose between Cher at Banker's Life on February 14th or Chippendales. They'll be at the Old National Center on February 22nd. All you got to do is be caller number 25 around 9:45 all this week. And Alex, also on our Radio Now 100.9 Instagram, we've got something cool with Bonnaroo.
Yes. So right now, if you go to our Instagram, Radio Now 1009, and you comment three friends that you want to take, like tag their Instagram, you can get entered to win a trip for four to Bonnaroo, camping included and all that. We're going to pick a winner this Friday.
Yeah, and some other people we're going to pick that just get qualified for that. We're going to give them digital downloads of some Bonnaroo artists. So go check that out right now. All right. Hey, guys, we got to get out of here. We got to enjoy the rest of our Monday. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, let's all say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.